If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to Fat Chat, the podcast that knows you're so much more than how you look. And this week we're super excited to be talking about dealing with bad body image days. So many of you have asked us to do this topic, you've left us messages on social media, and so we're super excited to do it today. So let's get into it.
I'm Hayley from Curves and Curls, and I am more than just my body.
Hi, I'm Rifki from Slink Magazine, and I don't care about your dress size.
I'm George from Fuller Figure Fuller Bust, and I'm happy to say that I have bad body image days less and less.
Woohoo!
That's really good. Yay!
Thanks. Feel like I'm at like an AA with that.
Guys, if you want more content, don't forget to head to our Patreon and join our magical Squishterhood. You get to support the pod, get loads of fab extra content. So head to the link in the episode notes or find us on Patreon by searching for Fat Chat.
And don't forget, you can also follow us on social media. We are at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
So what do we mean when we say a bad body image day or bad body image days?
I mean, I think it's something that everybody's familiar with, isn't it? And it's like, it's for me, often it's just feeling like my body is wrong. And I think it's when you really focus not on what your body does or how it is, but rather on how it looks and the like sort of aesthetics of our physical form.
Definitely. And it's about still subscribing to those beauty ideals, and it's comparing ourselves to other people, comparing ourselves to what we see in the media, because quite often it's not as simple as, oh, I feel bad in my body today because I'm feeling a bit bloated, you know, something physical. It's about that comparison. It's about those beauty standards. It's about not feeling we are good enough, worthy enough, deserving of love, deserving of whatever, because we don't look like the girl on the magazine, the girl on the billboard.
I suppose it's also when you have those days, it's that feeling of not wanting to look after yourself or feeling like you're not worth looking after.
Definitely, because you're like focusing on the flaws rather than the good things about your body, and you're not appreciating it or respecting it. And I think so much of it comes down to this focus on like the cult of thinness. No matter what your body is doing for you, no matter what it might look like, if it's not thin, then these bad body image days are gonna get you, because it's kind of societally sanctioned.
And then it's that vicious cycle, isn't it, that you don't feel like your body is worth looking after, then you don't place value in your body, then those images knock you again, then you have those feelings again, and then it is, you're just lost in this all-consuming thing where, and it's something I've spoken about before, it's very hard to be kind to something that you don't have respect or love for. So then it just gets worse and worse and worse, and that is something we don't want. That is something we want to talk about today, breaking out of that cycle.
So do you guys still have bad body image days?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a process, isn't it? It's never just going to happen overnight.
No, exactly. Like, I think I've definitely said this before on the podcast. I say this all the time. Body positivity, body confidence, it's not a degree. You don't, you know, unlock it magically and then it's yours for life. It's like fitness. You work on it daily. You keep doing it. And I think it's not something that you're going to have forever. You have to keep trying, and there will be bad days. But that's also okay. We've all come quite far along our road, I think. And yet, you know, we can honestly tell you that there are days that are harder than others, and that's all right.
I really like your comparison to fitness as well. And I think it's so true, because if you don't, do you know what I mean, it's that same thing. If you don't work on it and you don't keep going at it, then you lose it, and you've got to, yeah, you've just got to keep plugging away at it. But what causes your bad body image days, guys?
For me, I think pretty much these days it's photographs, bad angle, a bad capture, something where I was really feeling myself. Maybe it's from a photo shoot, maybe a friend has taken a candid. Probably my most recent one, I was on a hen do. For some reason I dressed all in activewear. I thought it was going to be a very active hen do. Everyone else was in like really pretty dresses. Well, we did like a mad treasure hunt where we literally had to run around for 2 hours, but that was much later on after the nude art class drawing and the afternoon tea and like all the other stuff we did.
I also feel like you always think that activewear is, it's for every occasion for you. Like, I've lost count of the amount of times you've come to something in activewear.
I love the fact that everyone else probably got really dressed up and there's George ready for a gym class, sports bra, leggings.
Full vintage.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. It was Bunny's, my friend Bunny's Hindu, friend of the pod.
Hi, Bunny.
And there are all these photos of me just standing and I'm chatting to Bunny and I'm side on and I'm relaxed and I've got that tummy and I've got, it was like a tank top kind of activewear top and I don't really particularly like my arms, but it was her Hindu and I didn't feel I could be like, can someone please take these photos off the internet? I had to be like, I existed. I looked like that. People laughed at how I looked and they were like, actually, you're pulling it off. You kind of look like you're going apres skiing. You're in an all powder blue like cohort. It was, you know, it was a choice. It was a look. I made up for it at her wedding.
By wearing active wear again.
Yeah, I do.
By wearing a dress made of lycra.
Oh, yeah, my dream. But with those photos, I had to be like, that's how I looked. She had a good day. It wasn't about me. Other people saw me looking like that. They're not my favourite photos. But it's honestly, it spun me out so badly for so long. Moral of the tale is, take your activewear in your bag.
That's what you took from this experience. Just carry it as a precaution.
That's it, yeah.
Strong.
Yeah, I always do.
I mean, photos is such a big one. You guys know how I feel about photos. We did a whole photo episode, which I hated every second of. And there weren't even photos being taken. This is a podcast. But yeah, it's definitely photos, which I hate and still do. And just sometimes mirrors. And also my hair's super important. So if I'm having a bad hair day, that can trigger a spiral of absolutely everything else. But yeah, photos. But that must be hard for you too, because that's a huge part of your job as well.
But in some ways, I find it's better and worse. Because I have such control over photos. I am so much better at knowing how my body looks because I see all those. Robbie's during lockdown taking a lot of photos of me. I'm going through all the bad, the in-betweens, the ones where a fly came and I'm like, oh, you know, like making weird faces, doing weird things. Robbie sometimes trolls me and keeps taking photos even when I'm walking towards him being like, stop.
I do that too. Yes, Robbie, good job.
Yeah. Fuckers. So I find it's like actually helped more. I can still get spiraled, but I'm more realistic with how I look from every angle and more knowing that I have those angles that please me and that they exist. I mean, aside from bad photos, there are other times I feel uncomfortable in my body as well. When I feel a bit bloated, when I maybe feel sore after the gym, that's when I can sort of feel like my body isn't comfortable. I'm not moving comfortably. My muscles are all seized up. My tummy, you know, pre-period, that horrible bloat. I mean, it's definitely something now. It's summer. I do always feel better in the summer. I feel better with a bit of a tan. I feel better when it's lighter. I actually feel better when I have more skin on show. I just feel freer.
She just likes being naked, really. That's what I'm taking from this.
Very much.
I think I get the summer thing because I feel like in winter we definitely lose touch more with our bodies. They're more covered up. We don't feel as many sensations on our skin necessarily. Like if you're lucky enough to go on a holiday or go swimming, you get that feeling of being free in the water and the sun. And for me, like definitely when my depression is bad, which is kind of like a winter of the mind, I move less. My body hurts more. I isolate myself. I'm less likely to look in the mirror. And that then comes with really bad body image because a lot of my thoughts are quite negative. How I feel about myself and my body is. And I think my body starts to feel like a burden, which actually it's not really to do with my body, but to do with the fact that I'm moving it less and that I'm in a negative space. It sounds ridiculous, but when I haven't looked at myself enough in the mirror, I lose touch with what I look like. And that's not really helpful. I think I said this in the Feeling Good Naked episode. Just spending some time in my natural form, like naked in front of a mirror, can be really helpful because it just means that I'm just coming to terms with how I look. And I think comparison can really spiral me. Even within the plus size community, there's definitely a right and a wrong way to have a body. I know that there's certain things about me that might spiral other people, but you don't really think of it that way. You're just like, well, I should be more like this or I should be more like that. I think it depends on how I'm feeling generally. But if I'm feeling a bit vulnerable, then I can like be scrolling through Instagram, and we're going to come onto this, but like there have been certain models that I've just had to mute because they actually challenge how I feel about my body, and at the end of the day, how I feel about it comes first. We would love to know what you think about your body, how you feel about your body, what your bad body image days look like, and what you do on those days. So please hit us up on social media at FatChatPod. So ladies, let's get into the nitty gritty. What do those days feel like?
I think just sometimes they can feel so all consuming. If I'm having one of those days and I can't be bothered for anything. I find it really hard to motivate myself, let's say, to work out or eat well. Then I'll just end up comfort eating because I just think, oh, there's no point. I just won't bother with anything. This is your lot. This is just, you know, just crack on and ignore it. But I think I also know that it won't last forever.
Also, I don't think there's anything wrong with those days where comfort food comforts you. Like, there's a reason it's called comfort food, right? And like, if you're not 100% into your body all the time, that's fine. If you just want to sit and like smash through a Dairy Milk, tub of Pringles, 3 cans of Coke, 7 pizzas, Chinese
was that your breakfast,
and then move
George?
On to something else. Yeah. But do you know what I mean? Like, I feel that also feeds into diet culture, which is obviously something we speak about and have a whole episode on. This idea that like food is then the bad turn to, but like food's amazing and makes you feel good and nourishes your soul, so I'm very much into the comfort eating
and sometimes
days.
You just need that, I suppose.
Yeah, and definitely. Sometimes food is actually a celebration of your body. It might be when you're feeling bad about your body, but afterwards you might be like, that was so tasty, I really enjoyed that, and tomorrow I'm ready to. But I think as a result, restricting yourself, not going to be a helpful way to do it, right? Because you're just going to feel worse. I think
for me, I definitely am all about the comfort eating, but the days when my body image takes a bash, I more sort of get those intrusive thoughts coming in, like that's sort of what spirals me, like, oh, I don't look like my pictures, I don't look like what I've put on the internet, like no one would recognize me if they saw me in the street, it's just an angle, it's just a good photo, I need to be sharing the other photos as well. And then I've had like various things happen, and the most memorable one to me, which is where I feel like embarrassed by myself, I feel like I can't admit that I blog or have done like the odd bit of modeling. I once went to the doctors with a very horrific drunken injury. I had fallen over drunk, I had bruised my knee, actually like swelled up like a golf ball, and then a few days later my leg and foot turned black, and ooh, I was like, that leg's coming off. So I went to the doctor, and he was like, it's just gravity, it's just dropped it down, you need to stay off your feet for a few days, it will heal, it's just bruising, it's just one of those things. And I was like, the thing is, I've got a photo shoot tomorrow, so do you think it would, you know, if I rest up tonight and rest up afterwards, it'd be okay? He's like, oh, are you a photographer? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I'm a photographer, because I didn't feel I could say to him, he's looking at me, I'm there in probably activewear, looking all scruffy, no makeup, and I just felt like a big imposter. I felt like I could never be the woman that I am in my Instagram.
But also
like
it's your bigger body, which also makes it unrealistic to a lot of people that you would ever be a model, whereas
a bottle.
A bottle.
The bottle is what caused my bruise. Got down to the bottom of the bottle.
I totally get that imposter syndrome thing. Firstly, what you were saying, I think the reality that you present on social media is you do is really important, because yes, there are those super polished images and, you know, and things with hair and makeup and corsets and all sorts of things. But then there's also like you lifting weights just in your body as it is. And I think, you know, you're not duping anyone, but I completely get that. I think it's not that I'm like lying about what my body looks like so much. It's more that I'm like, I say that I have all this confidence, and I tell people to love themselves, and now I feel absolutely miserable and don't want to get out of bed because I think I look like shit. Or I'm really, really struggling with this part of me today, and how can I be telling people to celebrate things? That makes me feel guilty on another level, because I feel like I'm lying. But actually being honest about those things just makes you relatable and human.
I think it's so refreshing though when you see influencers being honest about those days. It sounds awful, like obviously you don't want people to have those days, but when you do and you share that with other people can be like, oh, okay, fine. Like actually it makes you more attainable.
Completely. I think the other thing that those days feel like to me is that like somehow they manage to erase everything good. It's all of a sudden the things that you usually love about yourself, or the good photos that you've seen, or the good experiences you've had in your body are all gone, and you can't imagine ever feeling good again about your body. And that's what's so upsetting. And that's when you have to hold on to the fact that you have come far in your journey. I find it's that, it's when it all disappears and you're like, I'm never going to love my body again. I was a fool to love it in the first place. So I'm just basically saying to all of you that if you feel that way, it's normal and it will pass.
Mm-hmm. It is that feeling like you've conned people, because I get that where I tell people, name three non-physical things that you love about yourself, like you're so more important than your body. And then the next day I'm like, why does my tummy hang like that? Why does it look like this? Oh my God, I have to go for another fanny wax and have to pull this thing back. Why do my legs look like that? I fucking hate them. I wish I didn't have them. How can I tell people to love themselves? But it is that. It's like you can be a personal trainer. Let's liken it back to exercise. You can be a personal trainer, but then you can choose to take the fucking lift one day, and that doesn't make you a con artist. Like, it's just, we all do these things.
I take a lot of lifts.
A lift every time.
Yeah. I work on the second floor.
What are these?
Second floor, and I still take the lift every day.
I wish there was a lift in my house.
Good, Rivki. That's what I like to hear.
I don't take it down because I'm not an animal. That's easy. But up, for sure.
We would love to hear if you've got any times when you feel like that, and maybe, again, give us some tips. How do you combat that? Are there times when you felt that way and then lifted yourself out of that? So don't forget, we've got the Fat Chat community, which is a private page on Facebook, a nice, safe, very well run by our amazing admin page. So you can come over there. It's a judgment-free zone. We would love to see more of you guys there. And then, of course, we are at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So guys, we have teamed up with bondara.co.uk, where you can celebrate your sexuality in their Pride shop.
Woo! So
10% of proceeds this Pride month are donated to the LGBT Foundation, helping them continue the invaluable work that they do for the LGBTQ+ community. How awesome is that?
That is very cool.
So the Pride shop is running throughout June, which is, of course, Pride Month. And there's still plenty of time to get yourself some new and exciting treats. What have you seen, Hayley, in the shop? I literally, everything rainbow. I love it. Sex toys, love it. The world's colliding.
You and I are like such rainbow fiends. Firstly, I love some of the like cute treats. Like there's some sweet treats. There's a rainbow cock pop, which is just hilarious and wonderful and amazing, and soon will be delivered to your door.
Yes.
Belated happy birthday. And there's a rainbow pussy pop. Like, take a fucking moment. Oh my God.
Imagine being like, what do you do for a living? I make rainbow cock pops. Oh, I'm an accountant. Best job ever.
Also, I think there are some really beautiful glass toys. They're kind of like, have you seen them? They've like kind of got like this like rainbowy, like multicolored sheen. And I've always been interested in the idea of like a glass dildo. So yeah, that is on the top of my list. What about you?
I mean, yes to all the glass things, because they're pretty and functional, and you know, what could be better? But for me, it has to be, you know, I'm a big fan of the wand. Hayley, I think you were the one who first was like, you have to get a wand. They say the wand chooses the wizard, and I want the rainbow wand to choose me. That is the wand I want when I go to Shagwarts. That is not a good name. So remember, guys, you can get 20% off your next order, exclusive deals, and first access to sales when you sign up to the Bondara newsletter. So go to bondara.co.uk. That's bondara.co.uk, and happy wanking.
So today for self-care, we just want to talk about how we can sometimes spend too much time thinking about our bodies as if that's where all our value lies and that's all that matters about us. We're not just ornaments, and we're so much more than our physical presence. And I think it's just really important to remember that beauty is not an achievement. And it's highly unlikely it's the most important thing about you or the reason that anybody loves you. So this week, we just wanted to encourage you to write down some things about yourself that aren't physical that you love. You could pop these in your phone notes or in a journal, and they could be really helpful to refer back to you when you're feeling bad about your body. So I've asked the girls, which they were very resistant to give me a couple of their own, just to give you an idea of what the sort of like thing might look like.
The first thing is take the things that you love about yourself and stick them up on your mirror. So that's just a little bit of advice, because when you're about to think something bad about yourself, then at least you will see them. But my favourite two things, I think I'm really funny, just like the girls do. So maybe that's why we all get on so well, or maybe we're all just deluded. You can tell us. And the other thing I really like about myself, I think I'm a really good listener. I'm like to think I am anyway. So I like to think that people always feel that they can come to me with their problems and hopefully I can help them find a solution. So yeah, those are my two favourite things.
I would like to big up my sense of humour. Very vulgar, not to everyone's taste, but I do enjoy making
that
people laugh.
That literally describes you in a nutshell. Not to everyone's taste.
Not to everyone's taste. I'm like celery. Not many people enjoy it, but you know, the people that do mean a lot. And I like that I am empathetic, which usually means I cry a lot, but also means that I can like hopefully feel what others are feeling and offer like good advice based on that.
I think I was gonna say funny too, although I tend to be the serious
barrel of longs.
Did you just call me a barrel? I think I am really good at giving advice, so that's a good thing. And I think I'm pretty empathetic and open-minded, so I'm not very judgmental, I don't think, in that way. I can usually see where someone's coming from, which I think is helpful. So yeah,
she managed to sneak in three there, guys. I think you'll all love yourself
there, yeah, Hayley.
That's because the other two you've stolen. So we'd love to know if this exercise resonated with you, if it made you think about yourself in a different way, and we'd love to know what you're loving about yourself. So hit us up on social media.
And now it is time to get some fashion advice from our very own Rivki. What have you got for us this week, Rivki?
So we had a request to talk about getting some basics, some really good basics in. So I want to talk about things that you should have in your wardrobe, like the best basics, and also how you can get them on a budget, but also if you're ready to splash some cash, I'm ready to tell you how to spend it.
ever the enabler.
Oh, so much. So the first thing I want to talk about is jeans. Now, I think originally we would have said denim, you have to spend a lot of money on jeans to get a good fit. And to be honest, the high street now is so good that I honestly don't think that you have to like spend loads of money on a pair of designer denim jeans. However, if you want to, then I would say check out Good American, because
oh yes, I love their jeans.
Yeah, you see them a lot on social media as well, and I think they just have a really good set of on-trend styles, but also really good basics. They are on the pricier end, and if you know designer denim's important to you, then they're a really good place to start. However, if you want a pair on the cheap, then I would say my favorites are River Island, and they've got a really great plus size section anyway, but I think their denim is super strong, really good styles and really great fits. So if you've not tried them, then do check out River Island plus denim jeans.
Good shout.
Thanks. Have you tried them?
I haven't, and I feel like you have mentioned them a few times now, so I don't really have any excuses. So I will be getting onto that quickly.
Next up is t-shirts. I think a good quality t-shirt is so important, because it's such a good basic to have in your wardrobe, obviously to wear with your new jeans as well. So if we're keeping it cheap and cheerful, then I would say check out places like Simply Be, ASOS, or even Marks and Spencer's. But if you're looking to spend a little bit more, then try out Persona. Persona's part of the Marina Rinaldi family.
Nice.
And so they do just lovely, lovely quality pieces. And I think you'll get some really good quality basics from there in like a nice weight and obviously cut for a plus size body.
Awesome.
Then we've got a party dress. I think everyone needs a party dress. I mean, you guys know I'll wear a party dress to any occasion, even if it's not a party. So I think if we're keeping it cheap and cheerful, check out ASOS Curve, because I mean, they're just great, aren't they? They've always got brilliant party pieces. And if you're looking to spend some money, and really there is quite a lot of money to be spent in this shop, then head to Marina Rinaldi. Oh, yes. It's just so good, so beautiful, such great, great fabrics and brilliant design. And then a second shout out for Marina Rinaldi and also Navabi, if you're looking for great pair of trousers. I think good fitting trousers, especially for workwear, is so important. And also they'll last then. So if you find a style you love, make sure to stock up on the basics, because you will never regret buying good quality basics. But again, if you don't want to spend loads of money, check out places like Simply Be or Evans for a good basic everyday trouser. I will be sharing my favourites over on Instagram and Twitter at Fat Chat Pod. So come let me help you spend some dollar.
So guys, how do you both deal with those body image days?
I mean, I think it can be really difficult, but I also think it's so important to note here that there's so much pressure to not, as much as there's pressure on having bad body image days, there's also now pressure to not admit to having them, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to sometimes just say, do you know what? I'm having a bad body image day, and be open enough to admit it, whether you're an influencer or just a regular, anyone. You can sometimes not feel great about yourself, and that's okay as well. Like, don't feel that this is like a quick fix or it's going to happen overnight. Sometimes you won't feel great, but that's okay, because it won't last forever. But we've got some great tips to help you have more good body image days than bad. So Hayley, kick us off.
Firstly, I think it's okay to comfort yourself. If you're struggling with your body, if you're struggling with your self-image, comfort yourself however you do that. It would be good if it's a physical activity, like having a bubble bath, something kind for your body, eating something yummy, or maybe you put on your favorite sitcom and have a little laugh, put something on that allows you to have a little cry. Maybe you put your makeup on and take some bomb selfies. Whatever you need to do to comfort yourself, that's what you should do right now.
And you should definitely then, maybe following on from that, tart yourself up and take some saucy photos and send them to your cheering squad. You know, your friends, group of people will hype you up. It's something that I've spoken about already. You know, nowadays, being a married woman, I don't really have like a love interest to send, you know, naughty news to, especially not Robbie, because he'd be like, well, I was just next to you when you took that, because we're home together all the time at the moment. But I've got friends who I still am like, guys, I'm feeling my oats, let me feel my oats, here is my saucy selfie.
I just love the idea of how many like naked pictures there are floating around of George.
No, that's my retirement fund.
And following on from that, make sure that your cheer squad is ready to give you a boost when you need it. Have this conversation with them. Tell them when you're having a bad day, and tell them what you need from them when you're having a bad day. So like, even have it as a pre-conversation to be like, guys, when I tell you I'm having a bad day, I need you to remind me that I'm awesome. That's your job.
Mm-hmm. Completely. And remember that compliment jar that we told you to do all the way back in our body confidence episode? Well, I am sure that all of you did it, and you now have a jar overflowing with beautiful compliments about yourself. And now is the time to crack out those compliments and revisit them. Maybe you're a little bit nervous about approaching your cheer squad or something like that, but every time somebody compliments you, you should be writing it down and remembering all those things. Even if it's just when you've given yourself a compliment and said, I look good today, read those things, because that was you as well.
Definitely. And make sure that you wear your superpower outfit. Find that favorite outfit of yours, something you feel comfortable in, something you feel good in, and wear it, especially during lockdown. I'm seeing so many people, bloggers, influencers, and also regular muggle folk just cracking out their awesome outfits, being like, I'm going to the supermarket in this. I'm just going to sit in the garden in this. It's my friend's birthday on Zoom. I'm going to wear this. Like, fucking make an excuse, put that outfit on, and feel amazing as you did maybe the first time you wore it, as amazing as you did when you first tried it on. That is your superhero power outfit.
If you found your body twin, like we told you to, make sure to go over and have, like, find your body twin, find a few babes that are rocking a similar body shape to you, and on a day where you're not feeling great, go and have a look at them and remind yourself that you'd be kind about their bodies, and that you love their bodies, and you think they look amazing, they're owning, they're sexy. And it's time for you to remember that you're just seeing yourself in that one particular way on this day. But actually, you know, there are days when you feel awesome and you can see yourself in a different way. Look at your body through their eyes.
If it's comparison that's got you down, then make sure you're either unfollowing or muting those accounts. Like, you don't need things living in your phone on your feeds that make you feel shitty. For me, there have been some accounts, you know, some of them are like quite high profile, maybe models or something like that, that I just don't need to be following because they make me feel like my body is a bit subpar. And it's okay to just need that out of your life. Just mute them or unfollow them. It will make you feel better.
This next tip is one that Hayley and I had a good giggle over because it comes from a drag queen on RuPaul's Drag Race, which we are both obsessed with. But you know, sometimes you can't really find or see anything good about yourself, and you might just have to focus on the tiniest thing. And as this drag queen, and this drag queen is called Bob the Drag Queen, what a great name. What Bob says is, you know, find that one tooth, you know, and say, that's a damn good looking tooth. And if that is all you can find, just one tooth or one small part of yourself, focus on that and be like, I like that about myself. That looks good today. That's all I've got today, but at least it's something and I'm feeling myself about that one tiny part of myself.
And going back to what we said before we started these tips is sometimes it's just okay to have those days. We have them, everyone has them. Not everyone feels amazing about themselves all the time, and that's okay. Don't feel you always have to put on a front, but on those days, try and sit with those feelings, try and have body acceptance, even if you can't feel body positive on those days, because better days are coming.
And remind yourself, you will not feel like this forever. That is such an important thing about any feelings that you have, be it struggling with your body image, your mental health, feelings of jealousy or sadness. Nothing lasts forever. Everything comes to an end eventually. You have felt good about yourself and you will again.
And something I say a lot, which I hope makes sense and resonates to some of you, is that you will feel bad some days, because without feeling bad on those days, you might not appreciate those days when you feel good. And sometimes you just have to go through it and sit with those days, because you will appreciate so much more when you come out the other side of that. And, you know, without the dark, there can't be the light almost. So as long as you're not getting to that really low point and you've got some of these tips to help keep you a little bit buoyant, just realize that you might have to go through that and it will be so much sweeter when you come out the other side. Every week, we will be shouting out some brilliant accounts that we think you should be following, because you know it by now. The only diet you should be on is a social media diet. And we thought this week we would shout out an awesome illustrator, because sometimes you just need positive quotes and things in your feed. I always love coming across like an amazing, shareable, powerful image and quote. And someone who is perfect at that is Stephanie Chin Art. We will, of course, be linking her on our social medias. She's a body positive account and she celebrates all kinds of bodies, and she puts powerful captions on her illustrations. So make sure you check her out, because she is someone you definitely want popping up in your feed.
So if you want to keep the Fat Chat going, remember you can join our Patreon for bonus episodes, video content, and we've just released our amazing sticker. So yeah, head over to our Patreon. This has been a Secret Recordings podcast. We've got new episodes every Tuesday. You can follow us at Fat Chat Pod, and don't forget to join our Fat Chat community Facebook group for all the awesome Squish to Hood girl gang vibes. Remember to subscribe wherever you're listening, and if you're on Apple, you can rate us 5 stars and leave us a review. And George has an amazing review that we got recently.
This review made my life. It's from the gorgeous Lily Kate, who I'm so jealous lives in New Zealand. You are the best New Zealand people. Just
it's
generally.
10 to 10. Do you have a pen?
I can't do it. I can only say, if you go to my garden, you can see my big wooden dick.
Of course, that is all you can say. Of all the things, that is the only and that's thing. Gonna...
Also, that is the best South African accent you've ever done.
Same country.
Sorry, Lily Kate.
Anyway, before I offend anyone else. Lily Kate says, I just found the Fat Chat podcast and I am in love, binging them all whilst designing at the moment. And I think this is exactly the type of relatable and relevant content plus women need in their lives. It's amazing how a podcast talking about your individual experiences as bigger women walking through life can make a listener feel so seen and heard, with thoughts that are really easy to think that you're alone with. So many of my experiences navigating all the crap and internal dialogue that you deal with as a bigger woman, I hear in your stories too, both the good and the bad. And it is such a feeling of solidarity to know that you're not alone in those experiences and thoughts. So thank you, ladies, for simply living your lives unapologetically and sharing those experiences with people that can relate. I am in love. And she said, from one fatty to another.
Oh, so lovely. Thank you so much. Honestly, that's made my day.
I've been waiting all podcast to read that out.
Well, that's all for this week, you guys.
See you next Tuesday.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.